Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Joining us right now is Wink Hartman, a very good friend of mine, someone I've known for quite some time. He is a well-known commodity in Kansas, certainly in Wichita, as a businessman, Jimmy's Egg, Hartman Arena. I could go on and on. Wink, thank you for joining us this evening.
Well, hey, John, thank you for having me on your show, and I really appreciate the plugs for some of my businesses.
Well, I figured it was the least I could do. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times I've been to Jimmy's Egg. And as a matter of fact, I just heard it was either coming up or just had Steve Martin and Martin Short out at Hartman Arena. So you got a heck of a lineup at least coming up. You guys need to do that more often. So plus, I saw Kansas for the first time in my life at Hartman Arena, and that is the theme song for our show, is Kansas. So I had to give you that plug.
You know, that I was there at that performance, and it was a great event.
So, Wink, I got to ask, you know, much has been made regarding Senate Bill 22, you know, that's the windfall tax bill. But as someone who owns a number of small and medium-sized businesses, can you give us, you know, some idea how the fact that Kansas hasn't passed that bill and pass that tax savings on to Kansas businesses and taxpayers, how has that affected your businesses and conversely your employees?
Well, John, it's a very serious issue, especially for small business. All of my companies are considered very small business. And when you have, quite frankly, a tax increase, everybody talks about the windfall tax and, you know, SB 22. But since we are not going along with the federal, and we will not be able to itemize, for instance, in Kansas. Another big thing for me is being able to write off capital purchases the first year instead of, you know, deducting the depreciated amount over time. So there is so much involved that I can't grow my businesses or continue to hire and or train my people because just another little shortcut is taken out of my billfold.
Well, and, you know, that's the thing. People in, you know, the left, they love to demonize Coke industry, the evil Coke brothers, and they love to pick on the bigger companies and things like that. But you're talking about Jimmy's Egg. Those are, you know, those are single mothers and folks that are working in the kitchen. That's not Coke. That's not, you know, Bill Coke. Those aren't the big guy. That's somebody working at the fry side. You know, that's a guy working at the hash brown station.
Well, no, John, you're so right. Jimmy's Egg, we just opened up a store in Lawrence, Kansas, and are getting ready to open our second one. So we've got, I'm going to, roughly around 300 to 350 employees in the Jimmy's Egg chain. All of those people are hourly wage. About half of those people, it's a second job because we're open from 6 to 2, as you know. So those people can come in and get in a, quote, a semi-full shift, and then most of them have other jobs as waiter or waitresses, or they work in the dish house, or they work in the kitchen at other restaurants. So it is very, very important, just like you said, that we've got to be cognizant all the time of where the money goes and how we can continue to grow and prosper in Kansas.
So that's just one of the things I want people to realize. When the left demonizes this as a tax cut for the rich, trickle down actually does trickle down. You know, and I know you started out as an oil man, but not, you know, owning. You started out literally, I've read your bio, and you literally started out working on the rigs. I'm curious. Yeah, I'm curious. How did you ever think that you'd see the day when the United States would be the number one crude oil producer in the world? I mean, that's got to be good for Kansas, isn't it?
Well, John, it really, really is. It's good for the country, but it's very, very good for the people of Kansas and the employment base. But let's consider, how did we, you know, we just didn't get here overnight. You know, it just wasn't a snap of the fingers, and all of a sudden the United States is the number one producer of oil in the world. These things came about with the assistance of especially what President Trump has done in his first 2 years. You know, we've got the oil business, as in any business, you have to have supportive tax policies. You've got to have less regulation. And then, of course, the ability, which a lot of people out there, your listeners, don't understand maybe, but the ability for the United States to export our oil to other countries, which is such a big part of the ever-growing and increasing flow of oil in the United States. So Russia's going backwards. Saudi Arabia, there's a discussion, do they really have a lot more to put into the system? Gosh, John, as you know, Iran, we're having difficulties there, and then exporting oil, they're supposed to be stopped. Venezuela has oil everywhere, but yet can't seem to get their political act together. So the United States is in a great position, and if we continue with Trump's policies that are so strong for this country, we're going to continue to win.
Yeah, and yet, ironically, there are Democrats that want us to, you know, adopt a Venezuelan-style socialist government, which is, you know, a head-scratcher. You know, and I think it's ironic you brought up Trump. I was just reading, you've got manufacturers adding six times more jobs under Trump in his first, 300 or 800 days. I mean, literally under his first 2 years than Obama's last 2 years. Unemployment just hit 49-year low. I mean, this is, it's got to be a good economy. How do, what are we, 22, 21 yahoos running on the Democrat side? How do they, I mean, we were just talking with Ben Shapiro. I mean, how do they ever hope to run a socialist utopian plan against the economy that, that we're currently under? I mean, do you see this continuing?
I do. I think it may, to be quite frank, I think the percentages may slow down a little bit. Because we have to now start to think about what is full employment. Is 3% full employment? Is 3.6? I don't have the exact answers to that, but I do know one thing from being a political observer much like yourself. If we would just, we Republicans and the president would get out of the way, 22 or whatever Democrats are running, they will trip over themselves and show themselves to be exactly what they are. So President Trump, in my opinion, will get reelected very easily. And quite frankly, is sitting in the catbird seat. Just let the Democrats run their mouth with their socialistic policies, and President Trump will get a second term.
Yeah, I think it's going to be actually fun to watch as they start devouring themselves, because at some point they're going to have to, and that'll be the fun part, is to watch as they start stabbing each other in the back in this run to the left. You know, I have to ask, I just saw the article, wasn't too long ago, you know, in the Wichita Eagle, they talked about you and Alan Cobb, and we know Susan Weigel has recently been in D.C., so I have to – I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask you. In fact, Dusty, you should have reminded me. I didn't ask Dan Hawkins when he was in here if he was running for the Senate, but I will ask you. So I got to ask, Wink, are you running for the U.S. Senate?
Well, as you know, or I'm sure you do, John, I, too, was in Washington, D.C. Just recently. As they say, making the rounds and shaking hands and asking people's opinions. I may run for the Senate. I may not. Right now I'm in kind of a look and see attitude. You know, there's going to be a lot of people that are pretenders. You know, they say they're going to run. Will they run? What would the field look like? So, you know, I am observing. I'm watching. You know, who's making what moves to do organizational type things, campaign type things. So right now, I haven't decided, but you know, my wife and I have talked about it. We will continue to discuss it. But right now, I just, you know, I'd love to say something on your show, but
you know, I had to ask.
It's a fair question. I have been in D.C. and I'm considering maybe is there a possibility? I don't know. The decision will be made later on.
Well, you know, I certainly wish you all the best. I'll be honest with you, sir. I sure would love to have you in the lieutenant governor's office over Lynn Rogers. Trust me, I know a heck of a lot of Kansans feel the exact same way tonight. So
well, it was a good run. You know. know, it was a great effort. It just for whatever reason, just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah. Well, we sure appreciate you and appreciate you just, you know, keep doing what you're doing and creating jobs. And that's, if nothing else, that will help Kansas. And we appreciate what you're doing in that regard. And thank you for your willingness to serve, Wink. We appreciate you. And if you do decide to run, you gotta come here to make the announcement, all right?
Okay, I owe you that much. All right.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Buddy.
When we return, we'll be joined by Senator Gene Sullentrop. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This is Amy.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.